didn't start a business just to keep the lights on. You're here to sell more today than yesterday. You're here to win. Lucky for you, Shopify built the best converting checkout on the planet. Like the just one tapping, ridiculously fast acting, sky-high sales stacking champion of checkouts. That's the good stuff right there. So if your business is in it to win it, win with Shopify. Start your free trial today at shopify.com/win.
All right, Shepherd M. Bellis here. I hope you all are having a great night out there. I hope you can hear me loud and clear. Guys, this whole 3i Atlas thing is developing a little bit. Harvard scientist Avi Loeb is now out there saying that he thinks it's highly suspicious that the government shutdown came about right when the Mars orbiter and the other Mars satellite went down, or, you know, was taken down, because basically the government has an excuse now that, you know, they captured something, but they can't show the general public because of the government shutdown. And Avi Loeb has, you know, suggested that this object was accompanied by other objects, and that could be unnatural, you know, like an armada or something like that. So did a probe spin off, you know, toward Mars? Did the government track that? Do we know what's going on with that? So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't have access to these high powered telescopes or anything, but Avi Loeb seems like he's in the community. And he said that he's a program director for, I believe, the Galileo or something like that. And they are checking for anomalies for other objects. And it just feels like Avi knows something. And this guy's been a scientist with Harvard. You know, he's out there risking his name, his reputation, to bring this information out toward, you know, for the general populace and for the general public. So we'll have to see how this develops. But I want to play a clip of Avi talking with Newsmax several days back. And you know, this is raising suspicion with some that there might be something else going on with this so-called Comet Atlas, this interstellar object 3i Atlas. Is it accompanied with other objects? And if so, are these objects natural? Here we go.
Okay, so joining us now for more, once again, Harvard University astrophysicist Dr. Avi Loeb. Dr. Loeb, thanks for being back again. Are you able to confirm that the images that the Mars rover took of 3i Atlas Thursday and Friday of last week, so 6-7 days ago, have yet to be released? Is that accurate?
Well, thanks for having me. It's actually not just the Mars rover. It's also the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, which is actually moving around Mars. And that has a very high-resolution camera called HiRISE that could get a pixel size of 30 kilometers on 3i Atlas.
Right.
So that is really the best that is yet to come out.
But Dr. Loeb, do we have the pictures? Here we are almost a week
later. In fact, the only information we get is from the Europeans. There is the European Space Agency that released some data which is inferior to the NASA data, and they are saying that indeed the high-rise camera captured an image of good data on October 2nd. However, the principal investigator of that camera said that he cannot communicate the information to the public because of the government shutdown. Now, that of course raises some concerns that maybe they know something and do not want to let us know about it. And my interpretation is that it's probably not flagging extraterrestrial intelligence, it most likely is the result of terrestrial stupidity.
You think I don't buy the shutdown excuse. That to me is really suspicious 8 days later that NASA hasn't released these photos. It's not like nobody is at NASA right now is able to do this. We did get one report that as 3I Atlas gets closer now to the sun, telescopes here on Earth are picking up other objects flying alongside it. Is that accurate?
Well, there are always objects. The question is whether we see unusual activity. And in fact, I tasked my research team at the Galileo Project to monitor the sky for any unusual activity, because it's possible that if it's a alien probe, that in fact it would release some mini probes that will visit the planets.
Yeah.
You know, we should not assume anything. It's a blind date and we should watch the other side, you know, just in case there is a serial killer there.
Okay, let me ask you about that. On what date will we know what this thing is doing? When does it reemerge from the other side of the sun?
Right. So during the month of November, it will come close to another spacecraft called JUICE on its way towards Jupiter. Then on October 29th, it will come closest to the sun. Then that's when it will be heated by sunlight the most. And that's when it can do a maneuver, taking advantage of the gravitational assist from the sun. And then on December 19th, just a week before Christmas, it will be closest to Earth. Not very close, at 1.8 times the Earth-Sun separation. Hmm. However, the hundreds of observatories on Earth and the telescopes we have in space will get the best data on December 19th.
Wait
for that. And then finally...
Okay, well, if you remember during COVID, during the COVID pandemic, they started shutting down telescopes. First, actually, before COVID, I believe it started with a telescope in Arizona that, in my opinion, captured some images of something that it shouldn't have, because the FBI showed up to this telescope and they had this story go out that the people that were running the telescope were looking at porn and stuff like that. And so they had to be raided by the FBI, but they shut that telescope down. And then during COVID, they came out and openly shut down all of these telescopes. Now, if you've read my book, Hidden Axis, Forces Beyond the Visible World, available on Amazon Books, Barnes & Noble, and anywhere books are sold. The link is in the description. Guys, you have to get this book. You know, you'll realize that COVID was a beta test for what is to come in the future. What, like, with what they have planned for all of this, they know that the Planet X Nibiru Nemesis star system is coming, and they know that potential craft could be coming along with this. That's why the generals bunkered down. That's why they had that meeting. They had a phony meeting for the general public, and then they had another one where the generals bunkered down. Now let's listen to what else Avi Loeb, the Harvard scientist, has to say on Newsmax.
Hold on. Just what date? When does it reemerge from the other side of the sun? When does that happen? December 19th?
That will happen early November.
Okay, so we'll know. And if the thing does bank to the right, that means it's not a comet. That means it's heading toward Earth. Then what?
Yeah, definitely. Because so far, you know, I analyzed the last week all the 4,000 data points from 227 observatories on Earth. And it looks like the object did not maneuver at all. It didn't deviate from a trajectory sculpted by gravity alone.
Okay.
To a very high precision. So any significant deviation from what we expect it to do would be a technological signature, and we should watch it.
All right. Dr. Avi Loeb, we appreciate you being with us. We'll have you back as this thing gets closer to the sun and then reemerging at the end of November. Thank you.
All right. So, you know, the thing is like this thing could start arcing around as it goes around the sun and start heading toward Earth. That's what we don't know. But also could be releasing probes and or, you know, other ships. But ultimately, like, if it's making its way toward Earth, like, what is this thing? It looks square edged. It looks cubical. You know, NASA hiding what images they got from the Mars orbiter and the other Mars craft. Now, Real BP Earthwatch talking about how he has info that this thing sent out a probe to Mars. I'm going to pop this video on right here.
The JPL model of Atlas 3i, and I've got it right here over Mars for a reason. It came in this way. It's going to dive through the ecliptic and then back out it through past Mars and towards Jupiter. Now, what was happening a few days ago, every instrument that could be turned towards Atlas was on it. And we were waiting, we're still waiting on information as far as images that of what happened. Now, there's so much hype about Atlas, guys, and so much of it is pure nonsense that you almost hate to talk about it. These guys are getting big hits, good for them, but there's so much misinfo out there and speculation that really makes you almost not want to get involved in it. It's that bad. But I've got some information that I think is some of the best out there and definitely worth sharing. So let's go back a few days. We were all waiting for some information to come in. We had the Mars rover. We had the orbiter, which has the high-rise camera on it. And that high-rise camera is a bad boy. It can get very good pictures. It wasn't some of the one that we saw from one of the other, I think maybe European Space Agency or whatever it was. But people from all around the world, different space agencies, were watching the feeds coming from the different instrument. Now, as it got over Mars and everybody was looking up at it, the feed suddenly cut. It didn't just cut to NASA, it cut to ESA, it cut to high-rise controllers, it cut to everyone anywhere watching it. And NASA is saying they're not putting up the new pictures that they got before the feed because of the government shutdown.
That's suspicious.
Which is kind of stupid. What is the ESA? What is their reason?
Stupid. It's
the
suspicious.
European Space Agency. Why are they? It's because, guys, some info has leaked out. Some data has come forward. Not any new pictures yet. But that some of the data has. And what happened is the reason it got cut off is as the scientists were watching their monitors from different instruments, an object peeled off of the main section of Atlas's group. Just like Avi Loeb was talking about, could there be orbiters being, because it's in a retrograde orbit, which would be perfect if it was going to drop off orbiters or watchers or whatever they want to call it along this planetary line that it's going to, remember, close to Mars, close to Venus. It's about to go behind the sun before
long. Is this
long.
Thing dropping
it's going to
probes?
Come back out, I think, six
I mean,
weeks
like,
after that.
That would be crazy
and
if it is.
You will know more then. Look, some of the other data that came in there, guys, is that the object peeled off and that Atlas slightly deviated its path. The object didn't break apart and spin apart. It appeared to be something moving on its own, controlled. That's when it got shut down, right there. They can't get any more information from most people, or they're not letting it go. And again, high-rise is a very good camera, so they were getting some good images. I mean, it shows it's orbiting around Mars, but sometimes they'll turn it towards the Earth and towards the Moon, and you get beautiful images. I'll show you one of those. But something peeled off at that point. When they saw that, they shut everyone down. They were watching for something like that to happen.
So BP Earthwatch saying he thinks something might have headed off toward Mars, and or this thing might have changed its course, made a course correction under intelligent control. And if it's correcting its course, is it starting to turn toward Earth. I mean, this is, you know, what we have to wonder, obviously. You know, I don't know where all this is going to go. I mean, this thing could just head out toward Jupiter and not even affect us. But we also have something like 11 to 16 other comets in the solar system right now at the same time. And, you know, do any of these have debris fields that will whack us or anything like that? I don't know. I mean, everything could be fairly routine. I know that's a large number of comets to be in the system at the same time. So a lot is going on with this, obviously. And, you know, we're obviously going to have to wait and see where this is all headed. But things are ramping up with the martial law rollout, because we're under basically a silent martial law in the United States in various cities under continuity of government. And now Donald Trump basically coming out telling the press he's prepared to use the Insurrection Act. But, you know, to do that, he really technically needs a rebellion. And will they get a rebellion with the No Kings protests? Will they get their insurrection so that they can declare the Insurrection Act, much like the test and trial run during the January 6th, what they called insurrection at the Capitol building, where Donald Trump called for MAGA to show up, Alex Jones called for MAGA to show up, and then they deemed it an insurrection under Trump's administration, the FBI did. So Trump, you know, so going in, I mean, this was in the January 6th insurrection. So that same FBI, all those people ultimately in the Trump administration and everything. So I don't know. I mean, it was obviously a honeypot. A lot of people knew that. I knew that. I told people not to go. Milo even told people not to go, you know, so we're on record saying that. And it turned out, you know, it was definitely some type of FBI honeypot. I mean, the FBI has started every, I mean, they've virtually hatched every terror plot. I mean, it is crazy. You know, how deep the FBI goes in financing and, you know, actually hatching some of these terror plots. I mean, this, like, the Business Insider even reports this. This is mainstream news, what I'm saying. You know, if you go on the Business Insider, it says the Federal Bureau of Investigation has busted an impressive number of homegrown terror plots over the past decade, but many people don't realize how these plots materialize. In some cases, they are hatched not from cave-dwelling fanatics, but actually from the Bureau itself. And it goes on and on and on. And they've hatched all these attacks that virtually everything that you've ever known, the FBI has been involved in facilitating. And it's just bizarre. And this is according to the Business Insider and even other publications. So, guys, I wanted to run an audio-only test. I'm thinking about doing, you know, the morning show on audio only and then the night show on video or something like that, or vice versa. So, you know, but this all goes out. All the shows now go out. They archive on Apple Podcasts and Spotify now. So you can catch all the shows. If you miss any part of them and you want to make it easy to listen in your car or anything and you don't want to listen on YouTube, Apple Podcasts and Spotify, the shows get archived about 20 minutes after the live broadcast that goes out. on YouTube and everything. So guys, subscribe, like, share, get in the links in the link tree and check them all out. You know, get active with all that. And I'll see you guys back in the morning. This is getting strange with this 3i Atlas. See y'all later.